Do you ever feel like you just don't know if you're doing an exercise or movement right? Is your inner voice judging you and getting really negative? On this video, Dorothy, my guest here today on Let's Get Real TV, is going to dive into this great intrinsic motivator, how it falls into place. So curiosity is what we're talking about, how it falls into other aspects of our brain and how curiosity can help you facilitate neuroplastic change. In other words, how to use it to your advantage. So who are we? I am Angela McMillan. I'm a digital marketing coach for embodiment practitioners, and I host the Let's Get Real Festival. And this is Let's Get Real TV. Before I introduce my guest today, I want to acknowledge that the land I stand on is the land of the Kaurna people here in the Adelaide Plains. They are the traditional owners. I respect their spiritual relationship to their country. So today, just a reminder, stay to the end because we do have some giveaways and we can tell you more about what is the Let's Get Real Festival. Today, I'm chatting with Dorothy Henning, one of the presenters, and she's sharing her wisdom in her presentation called Harnessing Curiosity to Enhance Neuroplasticity, to Live Well and Live Boldly. I love that you added live boldly, Dorothy.
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. And live boldly with your power suit on.
Yes.
You are your own superhero. I had to bring my superhero glass for this.
Oh, that's perfect. We have our superhero modes going on here. Yes, because neuroplasticity is a superpower. So we all have this superpower, and curiosity is one of our superpowers.
Yeah. And it really does take a lot of courage to speak on the stage, both virtually here and in person. It's one of the most scary things for humans to do. So thank you for saying yes to being part of our festival. And just a reminder, everyone, the festival is from the 10th to the 15th of March. The box office is open now with still a few $9 tickets left, maybe not by the end of the day because Dorothy's selling them. They're flying out the door. Her community are grabbing those early bird tickets. We have 100 left. And if you don't know what Feldenkrais is, please join us in the Movement Online Academy where we're hosting the festival. About an hour from now, we're going to do a 20-minute lesson with Dorothy. And we'll talk a bit more about that towards the end. So, Dorothy, who would you like to see in the audience? Who's going to be helped the most with your presentation?
Well, I think it's for anyone who is searching to help them heal, to move better, to feel better in their lives. And for anyone who has been, like, you ever been in a movement class and is unsure, am I doing this right? How will I know? And do you ever judge yourself? So, and sometimes it even ends up that you feel more hurt instead of having it really help you. So it's for anyone who's interested in understanding themselves better, understanding how their brain works, what makes us tick, so that you can learn what does the brain have to do with movement and why do we want to know about this? And we do so that we can move better, we can do better, and we can feel better.
Oh, fantastic. So anyone that is interested in how this gray matter between our ears works. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully that's everyone because the
that kind of narrows it down, huh? It's kind of like everyone. Yeah. Exactly.
You don't have a niche. The niche is anyone with a brain.
Yeah, that's the niche, anyone with a brain. So that's everyone. But you're interested in learning and you want to use this learning to your advantage. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the presentation. In fact, I even think of it like it's like a hack. Do you know what I mean? You can actually hack your brain. Yeah. You know, like if you understand it well and know how to work with it, you're like, wow, I can use this to learn more and do better. And that's what, and it gives us a superpower to know more about it and understand how it works. And so that's why I actually chose this subject Can I? Yeah, because it's about neuroplasticity. We wanted to do that all, you know, in the festival, and we are. And I wanted to sort of narrow it down. I thought, what about that particular aspect of curiosity? Because it's underrated, you know, it's not a lot is known about it with people. It's such a basic integrated part of us that, and part of our nature that we don't even notice that it's there. We don't even know how prevalent it is in our lives. Yet it's as necessary to our survival as hunger.
Yes.
We have to have this. It helps you harness the superpower of neuroplasticity, and we can encourage it. And there's ways to do that to help ourselves. So that's why I thought it was important.
Yeah, Ralph says, one of the other presenters, go follow Ralph if you're not. Yes, our work is just the thing for anyone interested in learning. And Sue, another presenter, has said, love that curiosity is a superpower. Yes, so she's another presenter. Go follow her. And we skipped this one. Love the superhero suit. And that's from Patricia. Hi, Patricia. She's another presenter. Go follow her. It's really, really important to be curious of what we're doing. So why did you choose this topic? Well, why did you choose curiosity?
So curiosity specifically, because of its capacity to be such a superpower for us, because it helps your brain to take advantage of your learning. It enhances learning. And because when curiosity is powered by their neurotransmitter in your brain, dopamine, and it launches the brain into a reward circuit. So something really wonderful about it is it feels so good that it's its own reward. So then that motivates you. It's a drive to motivate you and help you learn. It also changes the landscape of your brain when you are curious so that you remember things better, you learn better, even some things that aren't related. And I think it's important for us to know how to encourage this and enhance it. And we do that so much in Feldenkrais. That's what happens in the lessons we do. And I've developed it in my lessons because of my combination of my studies, having studied Feldenkrais. I'm also a Havening Techniques practitioner and studied psychology. So for this reason, we can use all of this together to help enhance our learning. And the other thing to consider is as we get older, we actually have less dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter for curiosity. So we need to, in ways, encourage it. It also can be more difficult with certain neurological issues. And I also help people in this arena as well.
Fantastic. Well done. Yeah. Your work is powerful, powerful stuff. And so if you did want to do a lesson, one of Dorothy's lessons today, you can join us for free inside the movementonlineacademy.com. Inside, you'll be able to access the 20-minute lessons we've been doing. And today, in about 50 minutes now, we're going to be doing Dorothy's lesson, which I did this morning. Yeah. And I'll tell you a bit more about it after my next question for Dorothy. And that is, part of our festival, we are asking some guest panelists to come in and have a discussion around our topics, our themes. And Dorothy has invited some very special guests. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about your guests?
I have. I'm so excited. I have to tell you who's on my panel. I have Dr. Kate Truitt, whom I know, who did training with me in Havening Techniques. She is an award-winning clinical psychologist and applied neuroscientist. So she's going to bring so much to this panel when we talk. She's internationally recognized for her expertise in trauma, stress, and resilience. And she's the founder of the Truitt Institute in Los Angeles. And she also has a clinical team of expert mental health practitioners. And it is the CEO of the Amy Research Foundation and the Trauma Counseling Center of Los Angeles. So anyway, she's great. And you have to see her. Amazing. The other is Deborah Bowes. Deborah Bowes is a doctor of physical therapy and a Feldenkrais practitioner trainer. She's teaching our next generation. She's teaching the next generation of Feldenkrais practitioners. She teaches in the U.S. and abroad. She's a graduate of Columbia University. She in physical therapy, she is excellent with and involved in martial arts, Tai Chi, Qigong, sensory awareness, and meditation. She's lovely. You have to just be there. You have to meet these people on the panel and hear how this discussion can be carried out with the interplay between these experts. So I just think you're going to love what we have to share.
Amazing. What we discover. Amazing.
I can't wait for it. Right. I'm so glad they're going to be there.
Very exciting. Donna Rose, one of the other presenters, sounds exciting and an interesting panel. So if you are interested to join us for our festival, as I said earlier, we have $109 tickets. I haven't checked how many's left, but they're going out the door very, very fast, mainly through Dorothy. Thanks, Dorothy. Your supporters are all jumping on board. So I'm just dropping the link in the chat now. Join us here for the festival. So you can sign up via that link. And I'll just let you know, if you know any of the presenters, if you are one of Dorothy's super fans or Donna Rose or anyone, Ralph, Sue, Patricia, Lisa, Sonia, if you know any of them, reach out for them for their affiliate links, because what I'm doing is running a competition. The person that sells the most out of the first 100 tickets compared to their audience, because some of us have different size audiences, they win a $1,500 prize. And Dorothy's, I don't know, she's going to be hard to beat, but the race isn't over yet.
Buy my tickets. Yes, buy my tickets. Because you want to do the festival anyway, so you may as well support me or one of my colleagues. This is, you don't have to name this our team. I love our team. It's the Neuro Squad.
They're the Neuro Squad. Yes,
we're the Neuro Squad. So just buy from any one of us. Yeah. I like having fun with it. But we're all here.
Yeah, look, the reason we're selling tickets rather than making this free is because we know you, when you pay a little bit. Hopefully we're encouraging you to show up, because it's like a coffee. I think my coffees this morning, I had two, would have cost me the same price. So look, come grab a ticket and support us in our festival. And then you're also part of our community. So it's not just the festival. You're joining the festival, yes, for a short time, but you're part of this ongoing community. So we are going to continue events and programs and different things, and we are at grassroots level. And so we're asking people that join us now, how do you want to shape this Movement Online Academy? What do you want to hear from? Who do you want? What experts do you want us to invite into the community? What kind of courses and events do you want us to run? So it's very exciting to join us now while we're working on this. So Dorothy's lesson today is for the shoulders, and she did warn us we might fall asleep, because we're getting up at 7. I get up at 7 a.m. Some of the other presenters are up at 6:30 a.m. to preview these lessons before we offer them to the wider public in the community. And it was just such a lovely, what is it called, floating shoulders?
Well, that's right, floating shoulders. It's one of my, it's a soothing lesson, and it's intended to help the to really soothe you if you want to, either if you're hurting or stressed, or if you even to help you go to sleep. And it's also very soothing for the shoulders, very helpful for the shoulders and arms.
And it helps me a lot, because everyone knows I've been lifting a lot. And this week we did a very big heavy lifting session, and it was so helpful to get some more release in my, not just my shoulders, my ribs, my back, everything just felt so lovely. So thank you, Dorothy. Come and enjoy that lesson with us. And if you can't join us live, the replay is available for 24 hours. And you never know, I might just open them all up for a little bit as well. So
that might be exciting. Yeah. And we don't want to leave without the gift also.
Oh, yes, the gift. Tell us about your gift while I find the link here in the background.
Okay, so the gift is a lesson that really helps to free your hips. And you just click on this and just verify you're real, you're a person, put in your email, and this lesson will be sent to you. I think you'll really like this. You could even do this lesson actually in bed, but you can do it on the floor and the movement through your hips. It's afterwards people have said, oh, they feel oiled. I feel like I stand up straighter. I'm so much more comfortable. So that is the lesson. I call it the frog leg slide because of the movement with your legs. And so I'd love you to enjoy it. We're going to give you the link for that here.
I'm just writing a little title for the link I'm dropping in rather than just paste a link in the chat. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
So grab that lesson.
There it is.
Do you have any last words, Dorothy? Any last words? Something for me, maybe?
Well, I do want to share one thing about Angela is that she knows him, that we both have like been through a lot lately because life just doesn't stop even when you got special projects and we've had things going on in our lives. And watching how she has handled this and her resilience has been very inspiring for me. So I wanted to say that and share that. And I think it's inspiring for everyone and we can all help each other in this way. We all inspire each other. So I'd love to see others come and be in our community and we will share all our good knowledge and kindness and we would love to have you there.
Oh, thank you. You've got me tearing up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really true. On that note, But it's true.
Thank you, Dorothy.
It's true.
Appreciate you as part of the community. And we better jump off and join the others on our team Neuro Squad call.
We have our Neuro Squad call. So I just benefit from all this good stuff. When you have a group of people get together and put their heads together like this and do what we're doing, everyone gets to benefit. So come enjoy all the richness that we are imparting for you. Love to have you there.
Thank you, Dorothy.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye, everyone. See you.
Bye.
Bye.